I'll declare the meeting open at it's 18 minutes past six, 16 minutes past 6 p.m. Can I get you all please to be upstanding for the council prayer? Lord, we humbly beseech thee to vouchsafe thy blessing on this council, direct and prosper its deliberations for the advancement of this area and the true welfare of its people. Amen. Can I ask you please to be seated? I'd also like to acknowledge the Wangal clan and the Wangal people of the Eora Nation, who are the traditional custodians of the land, and I pay my respects to the elders both past and present. I'll just remind councillors of their statement of ethical obligations as per the agenda item, a recording of meeting, just to remind you that the meetings are recorded, also apologies. There's two things we need to deal with. One is a leave of absence to be granted to Pascal. And congratulations goes out to her because she had a baby girl a couple of days ago, I believe, a healthy baby girl, and she's currently in hospital at the moment. So I've got a mover that her... we need to also deal with Councillor Manners' involvement via Zoom. So do I have a motion that we deal via Zoom?
I seek leave to attend tonight's meeting by audio-visual link.
So it's been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Robinson. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. And now we've got the apologies and leave to be granted for Councillor Esper. It's been moved by Councillor Kutcher, seconded by Councillor Robinson. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Next item is declarations of interest by councillors. I note no declarations of interest, declarations of political donations. Note there are no declaration of political donations. I would need item 9, which is the confirmation of the minutes, being moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, against, I put the motion. All those in favour, those against, declare that carried unanimously. Agenda items. I note there are no Merrill minutes and there's general business items, which is part 9. All right, first item is item 22/23, which is the amendments to the Burwood Development Control Plan, boarding house and co-living housing development adoption. Moved by Councillor Manner, seconded by Councillor Crichton. Speakers for, speakers against. I put the motion. All those in favour, those against. Okay, now, because this is a planning issue, we need to ensure that we just have recorded the decision. So it's unanimous. Councillor Faker, Councillor Manner, Crichton, Robinson, Councillor Holt, and Councillor Kutcher. Now, next item is 23/23, which is draft section 712 local infrastructure contributions plan. Been moved by Councillor Robinson, seconded by Councillor Manner. You've got a question as well, Councillor? Yeah,
through you, Mr. Mayor. I don't know if I go through General Manager too. There's a quick question about the levies and the pricings and the levies. What determines that and how are those determined and are they consistent across the state?
To the General Manager?
Dylan or Rita?
Dylan, we might hand over to Mr. Porter.
Thank you, and through you, Mr. Mayor. Look, those particular levies are very much set by the state. So we have two that there's, I guess, a sort of graded levy of 1% for development outside the town centre, and we have a 4% levy on capital investment value within the town centre. The 4% is high in comparison to other locations, and I think is higher, reflecting, I guess, the population and development growth we're going to experience in the town centre and need to provide infrastructure associated with that. So the current contributions plan and levies we have been, adopted and accepted by council and then ultimately accepted through the Department of Planning as well. So we need to actually obtain consent from the minister to charge a levy greater than 1%, which we have done in the past.
I've got a question too. Did you have a further question?
No, I'm all good.
Just my question through the general manager is, have the rates changed or no? It's because I was just looking to ensure, but I spoke to the GM because usually in the reports we'll have the sections in red that have changed. I saw the ones in the DCP, but just confirming the rates haven't changed, have they?
Through the general manager, all the rates remain as they are currently published in the two separate old Section 94 and the current 712 contributions plan. So there's no change to the percentage rates at all.
Yep. Any other questions? Councillor Crine?
Yes.
Councillor Hull. I didn't see your mic. Sorry.
Sorry. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes. I just had a question regarding the planned work schedule, which appears as Appendix 1 to Section 7.12. I gather that some of these planned works, they seem to be a fair way off in the future. For example, there's a section titled Land Acquisition for New Open Space. One of those items is 168 Burwood Road, which is scheduled for acquisition in 2032. For example, have any of these items been previously considered by council? Because I, for example, wasn't aware that the bank was going to be acquired by council, which is the building that occupies that site. Would someone be able to provide some indication of whether this is, you know, actually going to occur, or whether this is aspirational, or what the situation here is?
Might hand over to Mr. Porter.
Thank you, and through you, Mr. Mayor. Look, just responding to that one, if I can take you to page 85 of the agenda, you'll see on there there's a plan entitled Urban Landscape within the Burwood Town Centre, which is effectively the public domain plan for the town centre, and it identifies all the particular public realm upgrades that we would want to take place. In the main part, it relates to street tree planting, footpath upgrades in the town centre. It identifies Unity Place and the upgrade of the old Hornsey Lane there, which we've done, and also identifies the opportunity to acquire some additional open space at 168 Burwood Road. I would have to say this is a plan that has been around for some time, I would guess in excess of 10 years. And I think it is probably identified that area of open space as being an opportunity to create some new open space in the town centre. Previous inquiries to purchase the site haven't been successful, typically due to the high land value of that particular parcel of land. So there's probably a fairly strong likelihood we won't be able to purchase that land into the future. But as we go through and review the infrastructure works plan, particularly in relation to Burwood North, we'll be doing an update to those schedule of works in there as well.
I see. Thank you for that answer.
Just to follow on that, if I can, it doesn't show the urban park and cultural centre on that plan. And I know this is a bit of a different plan, but just in context with the bank, I think it was a bit of a wish list on the decision. But I think a few years ago, council actually took a decision to relax some of the planning on that from an LEP point of view, I think, to provide any future redevelopment of that site, for example. They would have to provide a generous, I think, front setback on Build Road. I think we actually endorsed that to create a public square there because of overcrowding for people wanting to jump on public transport. I think that was the whole reason. It wasn't necessarily to create a park. It was more a public square or space for people to filter into because we've been lobbying the transport to allow an opening through Railway Parade as well. So we wanted to create that. And I think there was some type of discussion to reduce car parking requirement in that location because you're across the road, and then provide that public space at the front. So any redevelopment would have to set back 8 metres. Just in context.
Right.
Cute. But in saying that, any decision to actually purchase the property would have to come back via a decision from council anyway. So while it's in that plan, it would still have to be a decision. Councillor Crine, sorry, you had a question.
That's okay.
Oh, okay. Any other questions? Now, the question was moved by Councillor Robinson and seconded by Councillor Manor. Was that right? That's right. Speakers? No speakers? The motion, all those in favour? Those against? I declare that that was carried unanimously. Next item, councillors, is the hoarding policy adoption. So it's been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Robinson. Did you have any questions?
Not a question.
Speak.
Yes, if I could just quickly. I think this, as I've been advocating for the creative hoardings for a very long time now, and I think if we just take a moment to think of our first creative hoarding up on Parramatta Road, Green Spaces, which has been very successful. And when I first had the idea for the notice of motion many years ago now, for me, it was to bring visual art into areas like Parramatta Road and along main streets. But I think it's moved a little way along now, and it has a dual purpose, and that would also be to make the spaces feel safe and that the site is cared for and valued. Because although the Parramatta Road site has been vacant now for many years, that hoarding has been up for some 18 months and it still presents in a very good condition, although there has been some tagging on it. And if you compare that to, say, Liverpool Road at Enfield at the moment, Liverpool Road on the corner of Wiley Street, where we have a dormant site where the hoarding policy hasn't applied because the development was approved just before the policy kicked off. That site seems to be dormant. I drive past it many times a week going to visit my mum. But the way it presents is a missed opportunity. And for me, it doesn't feel very safe or attractive. And it may present that way for some time. So I'd just really like to back in once again the benefits of our hoarding art policy, which are contained within the more general hoarding policy, and that it has a dual purpose from my viewpoint. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Robinson, did you wish to speak? Any other speakers? Put the motion, all those in favour. Those against, I declare the motion carried, and that was unanimously. Next item is the 25/23 draft library collection development policy, which is on page 108. Moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Manor. Speakers, all. Councillor Crichton, yes? Question? Councillor Crichton?
Thank you. So, through you, Mr. Mayor, could I just ask, when I've had a really good read of the policy over the last few days, and my question really relates to our community language newspapers. I note that on arriving here at the library tonight, we have all the English papers, but the only community newspaper I can see down there in hard copy is a Chinese daily newspaper. And yet when you have a look at our diverse community, fifth most diverse community in Australia, could we just give consideration to perhaps a wider range of printed newspapers, even though I do know a lot would be available online. But it must just be really comforting for new settlers into Burwood to find papers in their homeland language.
Question before. Yeah,
could we look at extending our newspaper selection? A lot are only $2.50. La Fiamma's $2.50. El Telegraph.
I thought they were there. I've seen them there.
Telegraph, Green Herald, Break Herald. Just a question. Thank you.
I believe we have papers and magazines in multiple languages that represented in the community. We'll take it or not. Danny's nodding. The answer is yes.
I thought we did have it.
We'll take it on that. Some further information on that.
Absolutely. Now you wish to speak to the motion. No, can I continue?
Next. Oh, no. I'm just really supportive of making Burwood as inclusive as possible. And I'm always really mindful that we are the fifth most diverse community in the country. And we should be proud of that. But with that comes a big responsibility to make us accessible as well and to put the community into our hub. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other speakers? Councillor Manor, no? Speakers against? Put the motion. Oh, sorry, you speak.
I just want to... Sorry, Mr. Mayor, I just wanted to ask a question, yes. Actually, just relating to the children's collection in the library. I note there's a reference there to stream kits and makerspace kits, as well as the toys and stream kits being available for loan. Just wanted to ask if there was any plans to... I guess follow on from some councils. I understand that some councils have a toy exchange program in their libraries where, parents can actually bring toys along and actually exchange them for other toys that the library currently has. That's subject to, of course, cleansing measures suitable disinfection measures, I suppose you could say. Are there any plans to initiate such a program at Burwood? Just wondered.
Okay. I'll hand over to GM.
I'll ask Danny, who's acting tonight. She just happens to be our library champion.
Thank you. Can I just clarify, are we asking whether the exchange happens between from parent to parent, or whether it's from parent to library?
Well, I had in mind between parents and the library. Yeah.
We don't have a policy to take donations, which essentially it would be. And we have what we call selection criteria around what types of toys we buy based on their educational suitability for the community, and then also some really practical things like the size of parts and the number of parts and the size. So we don't purchase anything over 30 pieces because we have to count them when they get returned. And as you can imagine, when someone's returning 3 items and there's 30 items in each, it can be a lot of work for a library staff. And there's a health and safety thing attached into it in terms of the sizing of the pieces of the toys as well. But I feel like we could probably do something around like having a parent-to-parent swap to encourage sustainability and recycling. So I can definitely take that to a toy librarian.
My suggest, thanks Danny, that if the council is willing to give us an indication of which libraries you've come across that are actually doing it successfully, we'll definitely look into it.
And just to add to that also, we've got the mobile play van, which probably does more of that, but good. I was going to suggest what the GM suggested, which is maybe find out what libraries are doing it, if you can give us those, Councillor Hull, and have a look. Any other questions or speakers?
I can't imagine Councillor Hull has a conflict of interest in that one, given the age of his kids. That's all.
I'm surprised your kids want to part with their toys, Councillor Hull. I could never get mine to do that. All right, we'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. Item 26/23, which is the investment report. So it's been moved by Councillor Manor, seconded by Councillor Robinson. Do I have speakers? Questions? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Those against? Declare that carried unanimously. And the next item is now our reports of committees. So the first item is item RC5/23. And RC6/23. And I might move that we do that in globo if there's no questions or objections. So do we do a procedural motion that gets dealt with in globo, or I just state it and we move it in globo? Okay. If we don't have any objections or questions to any
just,
of the items.
Just had a question.
So we won't do that then. So item RC523, which is the 150-year steering committee. Is the first item. So do I have a mover first for that one, and then we'll get into questions? It's been moved by Councillor Crichton, seconded by Councillor Manor.
That's the chair of that
meeting. Yeah, to move it, yeah. So 125 was moved by Councillor Manners, seconded by Councillor Manners. Sorry, did you have a question on this item, Councillor Hung? Or the next one?
The next one, Mr. Mayor.
Okay. So speakers, for and against, no questions. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Minutes be adopted. All those against, I declare that carried unanimously. RC6/23, which is the minutes of the Multicultural Advisory Committee. Did you want to move that, Councillor Holder, for question? Or
Well, can I just ask a question? Just arises from one of the items.
I might just get a mover and seconder first. It's been moved by Councillor Kutcher, seconded by Councillor Crichton. And your question, sir? Councillor Hull?
Thank you. Yes. Just a question. One of the items of business there refers to the relocation of the Confucius statue in Burwood Park. I was just wondering, is that actually something that's going to happen? Because it sounds like a rather expensive undertaking. Has that particular proposal been costed? And when, if at any time, would it actually be proposed to occur? And where would it be located to?
I'll forward to GM, who's got an update on that.
Ask George to give us an update on that.
Through you, Mr. Mayor. The Confucius statue is currently located within the project site down at Burwood Park. So it's been pulled off its plinth and stored safely. The intention is that it'll be placed in front of the Sensory Garden, which is next to the community centre, just towards the back of the childcare centre there. So there'll be a Sensory Garden being put in there, and the Confucius statue will be at the entry.
So part of, just to add to that, part of the actual approved plans for the nature play and the development that I believe for the park there was to move the Confucius. I think the Multicultural Advisory Committee wanted it put somewhere else in the park, I think from memory. And I think then we had a discussion that said the ideal location, which I believe was then approved via the plan, was to be in that area behind where the Century Garden is. That's part of that feature, like a public art type. Yeah, it's about 20 metres from where it was.
So this would be a temporary relocation, I take it?
No, it would be a permanent relocation. I believe it's part of the actual project costs. So from a budget point of view, it's part of that project costs, from memory.
Okay.
There was discussion some time ago to possibly put it in somewhere in the town centre, for example. But I think from a project point of view, budget and everything else, it was included as part of that Sensory Garden. Did you have a question, Councillor Kutcher, or you were just looking at me now? Any other questions? Put the motion. All those in favour? Those against, declare that carried unanimously. And I believe that was our last item of business. I'm not wrong, because I'm looking at two agendas now. We need to tidy this up. I'll declare the meeting closed. Thanks, councillors, for your attendance, and staff members and those members of the gallery.